I promised you last week that if all went well, there would be a new Australian satellite. And yes, on Saturday afternoon at 5:39, a Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from the Vandenberg Space Force base and headed south towards Antarctica and launched some satellites. Let's go to the liftoff first up.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Zachary Lupin, and I'm an avionics supply chain engineer here at SpaceX.
And I am Tyler Lionquist, an analyst for Starlink. Before we get started, today marks the 23rd year since SpaceX was founded, and we want to wish everyone here a happy anniversary. This team has accomplished world-changing feats in pursuit of making humanity multiplanetary and creating a future to get excited about, and there's so much more to come. And today, we are thrilled to be sending 74 payloads to orbit, including CubeSats, Microsats, hosted payloads, a re-entry capsule, and an orbital transfer vehicle, carrying 11 of those payloads, which will be deployed at a later time. All spacecraft will separate from the second stage across 47 deployment events, scheduled to start around T plus 54 minutes, and conclude about 2 hours and 22 minutes after liftoff. We are currently working towards a liftoff of 11:43 p.m. Pacific time. But right now, the weather is currently green on the central coast, and the range is ready to support.
The Falcon 9 rocket supporting today's mission is a two-stage rocket designed for reliable and safe transportation of satellites, cargo, and people.
Stage 2 lock slot is complete.
Sounds good. We're ready to go.
Falcon 9 is in startup.
And great call out there for Falcon 9 startup. We're just waiting for the launch director to give the final go for tonight's mission.
LD is go for launch.
And there's that final go for tonight's launch. So let's listen in to the launch of Transporter 13.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. Lift off at the Falcon 9. Go SpaceX for Transporter 13.
Stage 1 propulsion is nominal.
And they made it into space, and 57 minutes after the liftoff, a satellite called LizzieSat 3 was deployed.
Nominal orbit insertion.
There is confirmation of good orbit.
And with that burn complete, we are on track to start our first wave of payload deployments in just under 2 minutes from now.
If you're just joining us, Falcon 9 successfully lifted off from Complex 4 East at Vandenberg Space Force Base at 11:43 p.m. Pacific Time. The booster then separated from our payload stack on the second stage and made its way back to Vandenberg, where it successfully landed at LZ-4. Following a 40-minute coast phase, we're now looking forward to our first batch of payload deployments.
Now, as a reminder, we are sending 74 payloads to sun-synchronous orbit on today's flight, and those include CubeSats, Microsats, hosted payloads, a re-entry capsule, and an orbital transfer vehicle carrying 11 of those payloads, which will be deployed at a later time. Now, as a reminder, there will be a total of 47 separate deployment events today, and for this first batch, we're expecting 25 separate deployment events. Each of these will individually separate from Falcon 9 second stage, one right after the other, and we should be hearing callouts as those payloads are deployed.
LizzieSat 3, separation confirmed.
And LizzieSat 3 carried a camera made in Sydney by a HEO Space, and it's called a Holmes 006 camera.
Droid 002, separation confirmed.
And that happened at 57 minutes. And we've got an article here from Tyrion Space about this satellite. And it has two of these Australian-made cameras aboard it.
Tyrion Space Corporation requests a license to launch and operate a non-geostationary orbit small satellite, DOID-2, under the streamlined licensing procedures for small satellites. Approving this spacecraft with space object imaging capabilities would help create a safer space environment for all spacecraft. Tyrion successfully launched its DRID-1 satellite in June 2023. Tyrion now seeks authority to launch a second satellite, DRID-2, on a SpaceX Falcon 9 transporter mission in February. Tyrion requests that the FCC grant this application prior to November 8th, the date on which Tyrion must ship its satellite to Vandenberg Space Force Base for integration into the SpaceX launch vehicle. Tyrion's DRID spacecraft will collect analyze, and disseminate space situational awareness data to assist in mapping objects around Earth to create a safer space environment for other space operators. For example, such imaging will be used for in-space servicing of active satellites or deorbiting inactive space stations and derelict objects. In light of the FCC's goal to enhance space safety and sustainability, authorizing DRID-2 will serve the public interest. DRID-2 is a small satellite of wet mass 90 kilograms with dimensions of 85.2 by 164.4 by 68.8 centimeters with the solar panels deployed. After launch, Turian will use the propulsion system on DRID-2 to raise the orbit, as necessary, to the apogee and perigee specified in the technical annex. From the operational altitude, DRID-2 will passively deorbit until the end of planned mission operations. Turian will discontinue operations at an altitude of 350 kilometers. Turian seeks authority to operate from 350 kilometers to 530 kilometers. DRID-0002 will carry two cameras as its payload to image orbital assets for Turian customers. Customers will instruct Turian on what and where DRID-0002 should undertake imaging. At that point, Turian will image the desired space object without changing DRID-0002's orbit. Turian will retain control during this entire process, and at no point will any customer control DRID-2. The Space Research Service covers spacecraft that participate in scientific or technological research purposes. DRID-2 will observe active spacecraft, derelict space objects, and celestial bodies. In turn, Turian will use the data to help map the orbital environment to plan future missions that will service active spacecraft or remediate orbital debris. As a result, DRID-2 qualifies as a space research service. Conclusion. Turian's DRID spacecraft will collect, analyze, and disseminate space situational awareness data to assist in mapping objects around Earth to create a safer space environment for other space operators. In light of the FCC's goal to enhance space safety and sustainability, authorizing DRID-2 will serve the public interest.
The third satellite of Australian interest was deployed 59 minutes after launch. This is a pharmaceutical manufacturing satellite, and it's due to return to Canuba in South Australia in April.
Varda's W3, separation confirmed.
And the fourth satellite, we had to wait until 2 hours 19 minutes after launch when Buccaneer main mission was deployed.
Buccaneer main deploy confirmed.
And there we have it, a new Australian-made satellite. The first three were not made in Australia, but this one, Buccaneer main mission, was. And it, the news is that it is we're getting numerous amateur reports of getting signals from it, so it's all working very well. Well, you've been listening to The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie. On Mission Control, we have Richard.